Okay. Let's speak a bit, Hashem, about the word lama. Lama. The very first time we have the word lama in the Torah is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches Cain and he says to him, Lama charalach v'lama naflu fanecha. Why are you so angry? Why has your face fallen? Which was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Cain a Pesach to do tshuva. So the killing of Cain's killing, I should say, of Hevel, took place on Rosh Hashanah. Azayishtei. So therefore, the very first time we have Lama is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying Lama, and in fact, he sang Lama twice. And he sang to Cain over his chait, which introduced Ritzicha to the world, which was a pegam bin Adam Lamakom. As we know, that Adam's chait on Rosh Hashanah was a pegam bin Adam Lamakom. And Cain's killing of Hevel is the source of all pegam bin Adam Lachaveh, right? Where in a certain sense, Adam HaRishon's chait is the shayrish of the chait ha'igal. And the chait of Mechiras Yosef is rooted in Cain's killing of his brother, just like they attempted to kill their brother. So therefore, both roots, in which are considered to be the shorshei kol ha'chataim of Klal Yisrael, are rooted in these chataim of Adam HaRishon and Cain and Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Pesach to Cain to do tshuva by saying the word lama. Lama charalach v'lama naflu fanecha. Now, the Oimek HaInyan is this. We find that on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Sarah that she would have a child, that Sarah also seemingly says Lama, but not that she actually says it, but that Hashem has a tan in her. Lama ze tzachakat Sarah leimar. And in fact, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to here is Lama ze tzachaka Sarah leimar. Why did Sarah say Lama? Tzachaka Sarah leimar. That she said Lama. That in her heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I hear the words Lama. And Hashem has a taina on Sarah Lama, just like He has a taina on Cain Lama. And this, in fact, took place also. Chazal say that when did the Malachim come to tell Sarah that she was going to have a child called Yitzchak? So Chazal say it was on Pesach. But really, Pesach means Rosh Hashanah also. Because before, at a certain point in history, Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar says, Rosh Hashanah and Pesach were literally back-to-back. They were really one day. And we know that Tishrei is the beginning of the year and Pesach is the beginning of the year. In their root, Rosh Hashanah and Pesach is really the same day. So here we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Sarah, you can call it like a quasi-Rosh Hashanah, but it really is Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem is telling Sarah Lama. Why? And really, Kadosh Baruch Hu's kasha, that he tells a Jew why, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to a Jew, why do you say why? And this is really the oimek of what Hashem tells Cain, Lama charelach v'lama naftu fanecha. It's like a double lama. It's like a lama on a lama. Because the oimek ha'inyan is, Rabbi Yisai, that a Jew does not say lama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no word in the Jewish vocabulary that a Jew should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the word lama. It's pasnish. You don't ask the king why. And that's why when Yirmiyahu HaNavi, when he begins the Sefer, which we read on Tisha B'Av, which is the wise of all wise, he doesn't say, Lama Yashva Badar. He says, Eicha Yashva Badar. Because you'll find many times in Sefer Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu uses the words Lama Tashem. And Sof Kol Sof, Yirmiyahu was expelled from Eretz Yisrael. Well, he was on his hands that there was a galus. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu also says Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama Hari Oisa Lama Zeh. Lama Zeh Shalachtani. And Chazal say that because he used this Lashon of Lama Hari Oisa, or that perhaps one way of looking at it is why he said Hari Oisa, that he used the word Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But another Aymek in this is that Moshe said HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lama Zeh Lama. Why? You don't say it. One does not say, of course, we have no Aymek in Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll get in a minute to this idea of why Moshe Rabbeinu said Lama. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said Lama means that because of that, Moshe was not allowed in Teretz Yisrael.
What
is the context of Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, Lama Hari Oisa Lama Zeh. Why? Meaning Moshe said that from the moment you sent me to come to tell Paro to send Yidden out, things got worse for them. So why did you send me to begin with? Lama Hari Oisa Lama Zeh. Lama Zeh Shalachtani. Why are you sending me? And in fact, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Zeh Shalachtani, that he's about his shlichus, he says Lama, comes along later a guy named Kairach and has a whole taina against Moshe shlichus. Who is Ma'ir this Kairach's rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu's shlichus? If a Jew says Lama, he brings upon himself why he says Lama, a taina against him on those things. So the very thing, Moshe's shlichus was challenged by Kairach because Moshe said about his shlichus, Lama zeh shlachtani. And in fact, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu says about himself, Ki chvad peh chva loshon anaychi. That I have difficulty with my mouth. The fact that I even open my mouth to say Lama is a symptom to the fact that I have a chvad peh chva loshon. And in fact, many times in the Midbar we find that Bnei Yisrael say the words Lama. Lama zeh ha'elisanam in Mitzrayim. Why is it that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Lama lo hivesa el ha'aretz. Why haven't you brought us into Eretz Yisrael? This is the very ingredient which will keep you out of Eretz Yisrael. That in the same way Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lama and he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, that each time the Jewish people said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they said to Moshe, Lama, Lama, that's another excuse why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe and his anivus, immediately after Bnei Yisrael say, Lama zeh ha'elisanam in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, as if to take the blame, Ma e'es el'am hazeh, what have I done to this people? As if to say that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yidden are saying Lama is because they learned from me. That I'm the leader, and I said Lama ha'ra'yos el'am hazeh, Lama zeh shalachtani. So Moshe, in his tremendous Mesiris Nefesh for Bnei Yisrael, says, Ma e'es el'am hazeh, what have I done to this nation? Don't see this not coming from them, Hashem. Don't take it out on them. This is coming from me. And this is exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu says even later, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Lama zeh yechare apcha b'yamecha. Why should you get angry at Bnei Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu, by doing that, was trying to protect Bnei Yisrael. It's almost like kinesha yok, like kasher. What does the Torah say? The Torah says that Hashem took us out al kanfei nisharim. That Hashem says, I'll take the blows. So Moshe Rabbeinu, like a good mother, like a good caring father, he says to cover up for Bnei Yisrael, that don't look at the fact that Bnei Yisrael are saying Lama, and that should be a reason why you should bring punishment upon them. So Moshe Rabbeinu responds again, and he says, Lama, yechari apcha b'yamecha. Moshe says Lama to redirect the tainas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have of Bnei Yisrael upon himself instead, in order to protect Bnei Yisrael. Lama hari oisa le'avdecha, lama le'matzasi chen beinecha. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu was hitiach dvarim klapi mala, that he said things as if to instigate a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so Kaddish Baruch Hu should redirect his wrath against him and not against Bnei Yisrael. And this is talk of what happens. The Medrash says in this past week's Pasha in Kisavo, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ebrana, let me cross. Hashem says, I can't accept Ebrana, because you said Slachna, because you pleaded on Bnei Yisrael's behalf. So Hashem says to Moshe, choose which one you want. Either Ebrana, I'll let you cross into Eretz Yisrael, at the expense of the Slachna, that you won't have achieved Slich and Kapar for Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yamusu Meya Moshes, 100 Moshes should die. Uvilvad shal yinazek afilu tziparin achas shal Yisrael. So that not even one fingernail should be broken from a Yid. The Moshe Rabbeinu gave up on his coming into Eretz Yisrael at the expense of even just one Jew. For just the fingernail of a Jew. This is how much Moshe Rabbeinu loved every single Jew. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is going out on a limb, literally, for Bnei Yisrael, by saying Lama, Lama again, even though he learned his lesson that you don't say Lama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will keep you out of Eretz Yisrael. But in order that the Yidden should go into Eretz Yisrael, he was able to make a kapara, slachna for them, for the fact that they said lama, so that they can go in, even though it would be at his expense. And in fact, Yoshua, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, he says, lama he'evarta he'evir. Yoshua, the Talmud Mubak of Moshe Rabbeinu, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lama. And what does Hashem say right after that? He says to him, lama ze ata neifel al panecha. But because you say lama, you fall on your face. Just like Hashem said to Cain. Lama, Cain said, Cain was thinking in his heart, lama. What did Hashem say to Cain? Lama charalach, lama naflu fanecha. You fall on your face when you say lama. And this is exactly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu he read the heart of Cain. Cain was saying, why is it that you've accepted the carbon of my brother, not my carbon? Then instead of doing tshuva, and asking to himself, why? Why am I like this? But by directing the lamas in his heart at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I know exactly what you're thinking. Lama charolach v'lama lafu fanecha. I'm asking you why you say why. Don't ask me why. Ask yourself why. And with this word lama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him a Pesach to do tshuva. Because the real secret of tshuva is that when a Jew says to himself lama, instead of chas v'shalom having the chutzpah to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lama. So again, this was in Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus that he attributed the lamas, which Klai Yisrael were saying, to the fact that he said lama first and said lama hari oisa lama zeh. But you know the real reason why Bnei Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu said lama? It was because of Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim is the klipa of lama. Because the first time that you find the word lama in Shmais is when Pyro says, Lama Moshe v'Aaron tafriyu es ha'am. Why does Moshe v'Aaron stop in Israel? Pyro is the one who says Lama. And in fact, the fact that he says Lama Moshe v'Aaron means that he was shaylit this clip of Lama on Moshe v'Aaron. The fact that he juxtaposed Lama Moshe, he said Lama Moshe. Because Pyro said Lama Moshe, that caused Moshe to say Lama Hariosa Lama Zeh. But Moshe and Zaniva said, no, it's really because of me. But really, in fact, it was because of Pyro that Moshe said Lama. And it was because of Mitzrayim that Bnei Yisrael said Lama. And this is the secret of what the Pasuk says. Lama Yomu Mitzrayim Lamar. Right? What does that mean? Lama Yomu Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim says Lama Lamar so that other people will say Lama. And we read this every single tainus. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu's defense for Bnei Yisrael after the Chida Ega. Lama Yomu Mitzrayim Lamar. Really, I understand that the whole reason of Lama doesn't come from Bnei Yisrael saying Lama. Don't take it out on them. It's because the Mitzrayim said Lama. Because they were slaves of Mitzrayim for so long, they were Mashpia Bnei Yisrael to say Lama also. And in fact, if you go even farther back, Sari Yemenu Yisrael said Lama, and Hashem said to her, Lama Zetzachak Asara Lamar. Why is Sarah saying Lama? A Jew doesn't say Lama. So where, in fact, does Sarah learn to say Lama? It's right. Because when she fell into the hands of Pyro, when Pyro took her as his wife, what does Pyro say to Avram Avinu, Chevra? Anybody Kri over here? What does Pyro say to Avram? Anybody want to guess what word he uses? Lama, right? He says Lama. He says Lama la higadatali ki ishtachahi. Why didn't you tell me this was your wife? So about Sarah, Pyro says Lama. And this is the first time in the Torah that a human being says Lama. Because the first time in the Torah we have somebody who says Lama, that's Hashem saying to Cain. But the first time that a human being in the Torah says Lama, that's Pyro. Lama la higadatali ki ishtachahi. And this actually is merumas on the secret of the Haggadah Shal Pesach, that the Haggadah is the secret that a Jew doesn't say Lama. That's Pyro says Lama Higadata, La Higadata. And a Jew doesn't say Lama in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah we find Ma, Ma, Ma. 39 times it says the word Ma in the Haggadah. But not Lama. It doesn't say Lama. It says Ma. Mipnei Ma you can say. But you don't say Lama. Because Lama is a challenge to the Melech. We have to accept what the Melech says, that it's Gzeres HaKazuk, it's Gzeres HaMelech, and we're Mekabalat. And this is the secret of Lama Zeh Ha'elisanu Mi Mitzrayim. That the whole Indian of Aliyah from Mitzrayim is to be Ma'ala the Lama. To raise up the Lama, to be Masakin Lama. Lama Zeh Ha'elisanu. We took out, we brought up the Lama from Mitzrayim so that nobody should say Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the purpose of leaving Mitzrayim. To come into Eretz Yisrael where a Jew doesn't say Lama. The fact that Yeshua said Lama in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, because you said Lama, nafla fanecha. You don't say Lama, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And this is the secret of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a tikkun for the Lama. Because the Sasemis and the Tzadikim say that there are 365 days in the year, which correspond to the 365 mitzvahs in the Torah, and 365 gidim. And the gid and the mitzvah, which corresponds to the day of Yom Kippur, is Bris Milah. Bris Milah is considered to be a tikkun for Lama. Because if you take the word Lama and you put in the Yud, which is Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it becomes the word Mila. And this is the secret of what the Navi says, Umilasai al-shayni, that is what's called the Mila on my mouth. That when a person says Lama, that's called Chvapel Chvalashan anaychi, and he needs to have a Bris Mila on his mouth. You have to remove the Orla. And that's why Paro is a lashon of Priya Umila. That Paro who says Lama, that the whole Indian is that you do a Bris Mila and a Priya. That you know that the difference between Klai Yisrael's Mila and that which Yishma'ili does is what's called the Priya. That even though they do Mila, they don't do Priya. And this is the Klipa called Paro. The Klipa Paro means that he doesn't let a Jew do Priya. That he wants Jews to say Lama and not to have a Mila on their mouths. But when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, what were the two mitzvahs that they received? Karban Pesach and Bris Mila. And really they're Hainu Hach. Because the whole secret of Karban Pesach is that when a Jew eats the Karban Pesach, that's called like a Mila al-Shayni. It's called the Bris of the mouth. That a Jew corrects the fact that he says Lama. Like we said before, that the whole Indian of Haggadah is that a Jew doesn't say Lama. Ma Yamu B'neichem. That your children will say Ma, but they won't say Lama. And this is the secret of Umal Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. That we know Es Levavcha Ves Levav is Rosh Tevas Elo. That is called Umal Hashem Elokecha. That Hashem does a Mila on the hearts. That the heart shouldn't say Lama. And that the mouth shouldn't say Lama. This is the day of Yom Kippur. And the Kapar and Sicha and Mechila. Mechila is actually Chai Lama. Interesting. The reason why a Jew says that we have Sich Mechila on Yom Kippurim is that a Jew doesn't say Lama. What's interesting is that Eov says many, 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 many times in Sefer Eov, Lama Tasha. Many times. And you see what happened to Eov. And in fact, there are many, many times in Eov, if you take a look, that he uses the Lashon of Mila. Malim, Malin, Milasi. Many, many, many times. Because whenever you say a Lama, there's always going to be a Mila. It's like a nivel peh to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu Lama. When there's a nivel peh, you have to do a Mila on the mouth. That's the chat. Lama Moisheva Aharon Tafriu. Tafriu again is this lashon of Parai, of Priya. That when there's a Lama, there needs to be a Priya. There needs to be a removal of that klipa from the mouth that a Jew says Lama to Kadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we can understand the Kriyas HaTorah that we have on Rosh Hashanah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about... Actually, it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I'm confusing it now. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, we do the Akedah. The Akedah demonstrates the fact that a Yid doesn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he doesn't say Lama. And this is exactly what we have. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, I want you to take Yitzchak and I want you to shecht him. I want you to shecht him. Now, Avram does not say Lama, which is exactly what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu after he says Lama, Va'ir el Hashem, Va'ir el Moshe. Va'ira, What does Rashi say? That Hashem told Moshe, I appear to the Avos and Kel Shaka, and never once were they Mahara after me. But that Avram never questioned me when I came to him at the Akedah and I said, take Yitzhak and shacht him on the altar. Avram didn't say Lama. And yet Moshe, you say Lama Hariyasa. And this is the schus that we're trying to make Oiram Rosh Hashanah. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him a son called Yitzhak that all the Dairus would come from him. And here he was telling him to shacht him, which is the most inhumane thing to possibly do. Avram does not say Lama. He says, Hineni, I'll do it. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. That schus is the schus we want on Rosh Hashanah. And you know why? Avram even perhaps thought the reason why Yitzhak was being shechted? Because Lama Zed Tzachak Asara Lemar. Why was he called Yitzhak after all? Because of the tzchaik of Sarah. What was the tzchaik of Sarah? Lama Lemar. That she said Lama. But goof from the fact now that Avraham was not saying Lama. He was correcting the fact that Sarah said Lama. And who takadized at the Akedah instead of Yitzhak? Sarah. Lama Zed Elisana. The Lama goes up. The fact that Sarah said Lama, she goes up by Akedah Yitzhak. But Yitzhak stays down. Why? Because Avram was not Mahara after him. And Avram was Mekabel Memunah. And that's what we want to bring. And that's the sound of the Shofar. The sound of the Shofar is that we have so many things to cry about. We have so many things to shout about. But a Jew doesn't say Lama. We just shout. It's a silent cry, the Shofar to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's shouting Lama. But it's not saying Lama. Because a Jew doesn't say Lama to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Jew is makabel b'simcha, if he can, is makabel be'emes b'tmimus, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about what? V'Hashem pakad es Sarah. Which means, by the way, that Hashem took Sarah as a pikadon. We're not going to get into that now. But it says that even though, we read on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that even though Sarah said lama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still stayed true to his promise and gave Yitzchak to Sarah. So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about what? Then emanas that Klai Yisrael has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though no matter what he says, we're mekabel b'emunah, just like Avram was mekabel b'emunah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Hashem's ne'emanas of B'nai Yisrael. That even though Sarah, she was the one who said, Lama, Hashem pakad es Sarah and anyways gave her a child. And this is the secret of what we say. We say, Be'ein melitz yosher mul magid pesha, sageil yaakov v'archoik u'mishpat. Be'ein melitz yosher means when we have no melitz yosher for B'nai Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. We have nobody to defend us, no schusim to defend us. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sageil yaakov v'archoik u'mishpat. You know what you should do? Challenge us. V'Hashem nisas Avraham. Give us a test called a choik u'mishpat. Give us something about something, a test, what we could say about it, that we can ask about it like a mishpat, but it's really a chayk. Challenge us. And you'll see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that no matter what test you give us, we're makabel b'emunah, and we don't ask you why. And this is the difference between a guy and a yid. That a guy will always say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lama. Lama yomer mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will always say Lama. But a Jew will never say, like we find by Paraduma, Zoyz chukas ha-para, Zoyz chukas ha-taira. And Rashi says that all the guy will say to B'nai Yisrael, they'll be meinin es Yisrael, Lama, Lama, Lama. That a Jew doesn't say Lama. And that's why Paraduma brings Tara Chapar to B'nai Yisrael also. And for the Cheta Ego, in fact. Because it brings out this chus that a Jew doesn't say Lama to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're makabel everything B'mun. And that's exactly what we say. Be'ein melitz yosher. When there is no melitz yosher, give us a test. Sagel Yaakov v'dvar choyko mishpat. And you'll see you'll be makabel B'mun, and that gufa will be this chus. That's what the word melitz, the word melitz in Atbash. You know what Atbash means? That you turn an aleph into a taf, and a bez into a shin, and a gimel into a resh. You switch the first letters from the letters going opposite of the aleph bez. So if you switch the word melitz, and you do it the other way, Atbash, melitz turns into lama. That's why it's called melitz yosher. You have to read it b'derech yosher, not b'derech Atbash. Be'ein melitz yosher, you have to call on Atbash. And that's really the secret of the Shofar. The Shofar brings out the Atbash. You know why? Because Ta'aviru Shofar b'chol artzachem is Rosh Tevas Atbash. Because the Shofar has the kayach to bring out the Atbash. We can't get into this now. That's why Tishri is also like going backwards a little bit. And if you do Tishrei, the Tav in Atbash, it becomes Ashrei. But that's why we begin everything with Ashrei.
But it's
Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzachem. Especially Tevois, which is why, the Shofar. That's what? Hashitevois Atbash. To be Megalo, the Melitz Yosher for Klai, so that Melitz is really Lama. That a Jew doesn't say Lama. This is what saves us on Rosh Hashanah. And this is the pshat that right now, this is the pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Tesayin and Aleph Rosh Hashanah says the following, and I'll just tell you the Gemara and you'll understand right away. I wouldn't even have to be mazbir the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lama Taikim Bi Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? What does the Gemara say? Lama Taikin Rachmana Amar Tiku. Why do we blow? Hashem says to blow. The Gemara asks, No. El Lama Miriyin. Why do we do truas? What does the Gemara say? Miriyin, Rachmana Aran Zichron Chua. We do it because the Torah says so. Hashem says so. It does not need any hazard at this point. But we'll be masbred anyways. But the whole point of the shofar is that the shofar comes to teach us, like the Rambam says, Afal Pi, that even though the shofar is a gzeiras akosafi, it's a chayk. The Torah pasuk says so explicitly. Tiku b'chayd shayfer b'kes of the yom chagim ki chayk liyisrael mi rada l'kei Yaakov. But that's good for the schos. That Hashem says to blow a shofar. We say, blow a shofar is an insanity. Why should we blow a shofar? What is this? Does it have to do with anything? But the fact that it's a chayk u'mishpat and we're makabalit and we do it anyways in Rosh Hashanah, that is good for the schos of B'nai Yisrael. That a Jew doesn't say lama. That a blue may sound the shayfer. He may want to say lama takadosh baruch hu, but a Jew doesn't say lama takadosh baruch hu. And in fact, this lama Miriyin is machatber on the Lama Hari Isa of Moshe. Hari Isa is also a lashon of Trua and allows Moshe to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to talk about that now. We're not going to talk about that. That's why it also says Rachmana Amar. That the Jew understands that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is not just a gzeiras hamalach. It's the Rachmanas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to blow shofar. In fact, it even seems a little inhumane that you would take off the ram of an animal to blow it. It's like almost like Tsar Balichai. But we do it anyways because Hashem says to do it. Why? Because Rachmana Amar Tiku. Hashem says we do it because Rachmana Amar. It comes from the place of Racham. It doesn't come from a place of Din Chas V'Shalom. This secret that a Jew doesn't say Lama is what we say Lama Yoimru Hagayim. The Gayim say Lama. A Jew doesn't say Lama. It's not in the Jewish vocabulary to say Lama Takash Baruch. Eichel concludes with the following pasuk. Anybody, any Balei Kriya here again? The last pasuk in Eichel? Huh? Yeah, that's the second to last, but we do it again at the end. But what's Mamash the last? It's not Mamash the last. The last one, Ki Ma'os Ma'asanu Katzafta Leinu Amoed. I don't mean that one, and I don't mean Hashiveinu. I mean the one before that. We say, Lama Lanetzach Tishkachenu Tazveinu L'Oirach Yomim. Lama, which means this word Lama, this is how you teach this pasuk. That again, Yirmiyahu begins Sefer Eicha with the word Eicha, not the word Lama. And at the end of his Megillah, he's telling you why. You know why I start with Eicha, not Lama? Lama Lanetzach Tishkachenu. Lenetzach Netzachim Tishkach, you'll find out what all the lamas are. Tishkachenu can mean to forget, also mean to find. And in fact, the Rishiner touches the word Loi Sishkach, beautiful, I'm not going to say the word now. He touches the word Tishkach to mean also like this, even by Amalek. That Tishkach doesn't mean to forget, it means to find. Okay? Has to do with this also. Lama Lenetzach Tishkachenu. By the way, Moshe's sphere is the sphere of Netzach. Lama Lanetzach Tishkachenu. You will find the secret of Lama La'asa Lavai. Ta'azveinu La'ayrach Yom. The word Ta'azveinu can mean to leave behind, but it can also mean what, Rabbi say? It can also mean to lift up. Like it says by Ashur Chamor that it's nice, that it's falling underneath its load. The Torah says, Azayv ta'azayvimar. So azayiv means to help. So this is pshat in the pasuk. Lama lanetzach tishkachinu. Lanetzach, you will find the secret of lama. Tazveinu, but you get help. You have a little bit of a kima, a little bit of upliftment. La'ayrech yamim. What's ayrech yamim? It's the end of days, but it refers to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Arechta. So Tazveinu la'arechim. And Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yom Arechta, you have a peek into the secret of lama, which is the secret of the shofar. That a Jew doesn't say lama. The shofar blows a lama, but the Jew doesn't say lama. Big Moshe Haskell for us, because everybody has things in his life which is he wants to say lama to Kadosh Baruch Hu about. He wants to say why. But Mamish, this is Gufa, the saving Mamish, the Yeshua for Klai Yisrael Hashanah. That a Jew knows how to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't say lama to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish, you could trace from Kain all the way down. But when a Jew says lama, that's not the way to go to Eretz Yisrael. That as much as a Jew is makabu be'emuna and be'bitachon and be'ava, rachmana amar, everything that happens to us is because Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's mamish the shofar. That every single day in a Jew's life, where there's something which doesn't go right and he doesn't say to Hashem lava, that he's makablet, and how much more so if he's makabu be'ava, he's sounding the shofar. In the depths of his heart, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears a shofar that a Jew is sounding. Collectively, we do that in Rosh Hashanah. But each and every day, we have an opportunity to sound shofar, to blow shofar, that when a Jew says something happened, and a Jew can say lama and he doesn't, and he just says Rahmana Amar, that's a tekiah. That he's sounding a tekiah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which brings the Geula, which brings the Yeshua. That we have a day called Yom Kippur, Gufa, because we don't say lama on Rosh Hashanah. But that too is also Siyata Dishmaya. That the Jew should have the strength. We need to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu to have the strength. And instead of saying lama to him, then we should say lama to ourselves and to motivate ourselves to do tshuva. So mitzvah Hashem, it's a Pesach in understanding the shofar also, not just the hashkafa. Should be zeichet to the proper emunah and the proper bitachon. That on Pesach, Gufa, exactly the reason why it's the Geula for Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim is because the Jew doesn't say Lama. The Mekabel are the hardship. So one day we'll understand this Lama. Lama lanetzach tishkachinu. We'll find all the answers to all of our Lamas. But in the meantime, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya and the Chizuk Halev and the Emunah Bitachon to be Mekabel. Everything, but to be Mekabel with the Simcha and be Emunah, and with that to be Oyle Teretz Yisrael, be as Goyet Tzedek. Merav Aminu Amen. Chag Pesach Sameach. And we'll see you soon in Mitzvah Hashem.